This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman, representing the Badger State's 20th Senate District in the state legislature. He's been with us a number of times throughout this entire, a very intense debate in Wisconsin, as you know, about budget reductions as well as the future of collective bargaining in the state. We want to get his thoughts as the law that the legislature passed a number of weeks ago now sits before a Dane County judge in Madison. We also want to get his thoughts on a boycott now that pro-labor organizations are planning to use against any store that doesn't publicly support them in this ongoing debate. And, Senator, it's great to have you with us again.
Glad to be on the show. We have big problems here in the state of Wisconsin.
Let's start with where the law stands right now. Initially, the law was stayed by this judge. Now she's trying to decide if the open meetings law was violated when this was approved by the legislature and enough time was available between the announcement and the time that it was passed. Where do you sense that this decision is headed?
I think it's going to the Supreme Court, and it's kind of frustrating because everything was done legally. I mean, basically you have a woman who will not enforce the statute either because she's incompetent or, in my personal opinion, is you have so many public employees in Dane County, where we have both our state capitol and the University of Wisconsin, with all these state employees, the judge is afraid to enforce the law. And as the result, she's kicking the decision over to the state Supreme Court. Presumably, those judges are not going to be that cowed by the public employees. But we have many very political judges today. The Wisconsin statutes are clear. The state legislature can make our own rules. Our rules say you don't have to give advance notice. So I don't know on what grounds any judge could say that this was done illegally, not to mention we got legal counsel before we did it. But I think ultimately we may have to have the state Supreme Court decide.
Is there an avenue for the state legislature to just do it again with more time before the final vote? Because as we noted at the time, there's no financial attachment to this, so you don't even need the quorum like what was holding up the business. So is that an option?
If it ever came down to it, we could do that. We don't like to put the whole Capitol through a big mess again as thousands of people descend on us, not to mention it seems a little bit wrong and frustrating to have to do something because some incompetent judge tells us to do it. But it may come to that.
One thing I want to get your thoughts on briefly before we get to the boycott led by the unions here, and that's that you and other members of the Republican Party have received death threats. I know there's been at least one arrest related to that. What can you tell us about that?
It does appear a woman who lives in the Madison area was arrested, 26 years old. I think more will come out eventually about her background. She does have some connections. We understand family connections with some government workers. And, of course, a lot of government workers are very upset. They're going to have a reduction in take-home pay, including myself, getting a reduction in take-home pay. But as a result, they're whipping some of their family members into a frenzy. And I think this 25, 26-year-old woman decided to fire off a bunch of death threats.
Well, as you know, your critics in this entire debate have accused legislative Republicans of overplaying their hand. The same certainly could be said now of the Wisconsin State Employees Union, AFSCME Council 24, as I alluded to at the beginning. They're going around southeastern Wisconsin asking different businesses to support workers' rights by putting a sign in their store window. And refusing to do so or staying neutral in this debate is apparently seen by the union as being opposed to them, and therefore they will be boycotting those businesses. So what do you make of those kind of tactics?
Well, it's horrible. You know, we are getting very close to living in what I'll describe it closer to a totalitarian state in Wisconsin. And people can say that's out of line, but a totalitarian state is where the state uses its power anywhere to shut down freedom and force people to bow to the government. And that's what's going on here. They are using the purchasing power of the huge number of government employees to say, you can't even remain neutral. Unless you publicly come out against Governor Walker and for the government employees, we are going to boycott your business. Now, I think over time, the number of employees, government employees, has grown steadily over my objection. But some people feel, all these wonderful good things they can do. Well, we always knew that by hiring more and more government employees, well, there are many good ones and many Republicans as well, you're always going to make it hard to win the next election. And you might not win the next election because you have so many government employees working against you. Now you have a situation in which, unless you publicly bow to the Democrats of this state, they are going to try to put you under, which is a disaster for any marginal business today, particularly if you're in retail. You know, if you're in the restaurant business, if you're in any retail business, you can be put out of business. I don't know how you could be, for example, a business in downtown Madison surrounded by all these government employees. You're really rolling the dice not to have to publicly say you are against Scott Walker. It's like something in another country. I just got done reading a book about Che Guevara and when Fidel Castro took over in Cuba. It reminds me of a situation in which you have to publicly bow to the leader, in this case, the head of the government employees union, and say you publicly support him or they will put you out of business. It's hard to believe America has come to this, and it's hard to believe more people aren't outraged.
You mentioned Madison, where there's such a strong presence of government workers, but statewide, I have to imagine that there's a whole lot more non-government workers than there are government workers. So how do you sense that this is playing? Is there a great level of sympathy for them, or is this going to be seen as thuggish tactics?
Well, I hope if we get it out, it's seen as thuggish tactics. Like always, a lot of people are unaware of this. Less people are reading the newspapers, and I don't think this story received the banner headline it deserves to receive. And, you know, even if it's a minority of people who are boycotting, you know, if you lose 15 or 20% of your customer base because they're boycotting you because they work for the government and decide because you haven't come out in favor of the teachers union on this, you don't deserve to be in business, that can be enough to put you out of business. So we're living in very scary times in Wisconsin, and it's something the rest of the state and voter has to realize. If you are voting for more government and more government employees, you are voting for less freedom. There's no question it's true. You're setting up a situation in which someday every businessman, whether he wants to or not, is going to have to bow down before the government and say, I praise the government. Mm. That's where we're at in Wisconsin.
And last question before we let you go, kind of circling back to where we began, given that the collective bargaining bill is now in judicial limbo, where do things stand in terms of the fiscal livelihood of Wisconsin on the budget front?
Well, we're trying to work the budget through. There are reductions in various different programs, but it's not a disaster. I mean, the budget is still bigger than the budget we had just a few years ago, though it's not as great as the last budget. So hopefully people don't get upset, but the left is going to use every so-called reduction in funding to make it sound like horrible things are going on.
And we'll keep watching as well, including all the different aspects, such as the ones we've discussed here in the last few minutes. So, Senator Grothman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Absolutely. Republican Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman represents his state's 20th State Senate District. Joining me from Madison, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.